Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mavugu. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here of all ages are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty and we are trying hard. But we are scared. And if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different from our life, just for 2 or 3 years. And in the end, we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared. And also, my husband, we promise them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They're working as very hard for us, and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Tapfumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This is a somber atmosphere engulfed the Mapfuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizim. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapfuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons, likely machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradzi Fabian Kufa Akutizwi, the Mapfuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unoraya munhu nge huku kubata kunoponda. Bozisu semwana ataita handifungi kuti munhu ye paakanopambwa handifungi kuti akatora kana ma hours. I think vakatomuuraya within the 5 hours vanenge vanga vapedzana. Bozitete yanga ari even the report yandakanzwa chichanjero vakadzika vakabata mabhemba. Vanhu vakaine mabharastik nemabhemba bhozi vakachekwa miri vese. So some people are so heartless, ende kana kuti zvinzwisise kuti chii chiri kuitika kuti ingave nyika here yekuti ingaurayirana nenyaya yeposition.
Mourners have gathered in Mapfuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokadze Fumukazi says they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona tuku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana inini izvo sokutotara kwandumita pano, ndikutonzwa kutya. Nekuti tinoramba tichingoti tisharohwa, tichatorwa. Mune kuchishidzirana kuda kudzorana nomashure. Asi chandiroza ndechekuti vangatore havo inini. Asi muno mabvuku election yatapfuura. President wedu vachamisa vakaona 20,000 something votes.
In other news, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda expelled 18 CCC legislators today despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Chibaya, who spoke to Studio 7.
I'm a speaker. I call my members a CCC. I'm a Serigani and Berry Chitinas. Tatuku court ne application interdict. Yokumisa, a speaker, Kutwasa Rikola. My MPs, counting the parliament, the CCC,
chikonzero chiri chekuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimosva yekuona kuti takakukwidza kuti anonzi chavangu kutripusi hatidi hatimuzivi saka inda diktangari kuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker senate ipresident kuti muchazoita marecalls kana nyaya yapera kupi kudare reparliament kudare recourt
kwa recourt wavanhu vangani
tsanhu vangani zve vari kulo national assembly
13
kutipai ukairifu sendenzi kana pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei vari kusarudza vanhu vakaita sei targeto
I think regarding ndinyatso kutsanangura zviri clear so that munyatso capture zvanaka what happened today.
That was recalled opposition CCC chief whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guests, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland mm-hmm. South, Pasho Raphael Sbanda, the recalled opposition CCC MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate. And we're also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugeni mm-hmm. as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Siqale ngawe laphana Pasho la ngenkathazo lezo sesifona omunye wena sesitshiya laphana emabhuku
ubuhlungu imadolo nzima kubi obelizwendele leZimbabwe sikhokhelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi isanga lohulumende. So inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu, imoya yesiphansi, sasila ntokozo, sasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi uBishop Safumaneyi ayezithola esebhubhile on account of politics. So kubuhlungu sibili, asina ntokozo, asina vuyo, ike ngakusho.
Ye, ngiyabonga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuzwa laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana
kuba nzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla lethu leZANU-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Ibina was always pretty peace. And the earth is a money dog around the country who are protesting peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done in Zimbabwe, our police are one of very certain day, our very and the day, and the year was the very of violence. Now, go to the corner of the other one. And I know that there is a lot of peace.
Yeah, Nyabonga Moses. Yeah, Pastor Sviele, we are a panel. Sibone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungazwore ehlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi akasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu
ngiyabonga umbuzo omuhle. Kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bekuzwisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu, ukuthoshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitika abakuqalanga lonyaka. Uzakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 baba le-Bukurahulu. Uzakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 baba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi long sleeve, short sleeve. Uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lo uPhasha uRafael wakusibanda okhulu ekhulumayo ngo-2019, my house was raided county party ubaba wamhabdansa wachiywa emangcwabeni eluseze laba nama-abductions amaningi. So the pattern is the same. And okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababusha. Ukuthi thina senzani njenge-Citizens Coalition for Change, laba bantu babathagisanga isikuthi kuphela kodwa laba abantu bathagise amaZimbabwe. Why isithi bathagise amaZimbabwe? Lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku uBishop Tapuma Nene ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni. So this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu benzele enkundleni kancintisana. So in my view uma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhuqazo weGukurahulu ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lwashe. So kungumlandu kithi osopolitika kakhulukazi esiku-Citizens Coalition for Change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa nakumaZimbabweans wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lo wezanu uyimotho wamlalilizwe wachiya abantu bakithi ngonalokhi.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana. Moses, coming back to you, siyamuza laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube la baba le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo. Wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje umphendule akuthileyo ubona njani?
One thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqeshile bahambe isikole ukubana i-Zanu-PF government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokuncindezelwa ngabamhlophe laba kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu. And akuzange kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election. And whether they form whatever happens, Zanu-PF government will always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona. This place in Zimbabwe was Zimbabwe for all. And the government in Zimbabwe, it has always said, peace begins with me, peace begins with all of us. And for him to include issues to do with Kukurahulu, anything, it's above board because I know there's a reconciliation commission which is doing that. So I cannot comment further on that one because those allegations that he has and I can't comment on them.
Yes, siyabonga, Moses. Pasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today. How do you view this?
This is an attack on democracy. Where else in the world have you ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through a lawyer. Because I can point you in this platform, where else in the world have you ever seen our teacher parliament the Sanitina Games? Where else have you ever seen our councillors or teacher councillors
Ngiyabonga laphana kodwa ungaka ikhatshana laphana uthe abebandla leZANU PF yibo abayenza lokho kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla leTRPC ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho besike sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebe phakathi lapha asazi ukuthi siza kwena elisuthi simbambe na kodwa ukakhathe singasichazisele ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni yini kumbe hathi lokho kulesandla esiphakathi.
Ngiyabonga angeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbeni yomdeni ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla lesikufuni wathi Nelson Chamisa ukubeka ukhulumela egcekeni njengamadwele embuzi ukuthi lo muntu ozithi u-SG ozithi unobhala jikelele wesikufuni kasimanga. Not only that, okwesibili ebandleni le-Citizens Coalition for Change esalisungula ngomnyaka owedlulileyo kasila sikhundla okuthiwa ngu-Secretary General. Kasila nto enjalo. Kufanana nokuthi umuntu abuye esithi yena ungu-form 6 e-primary school. Ngasila sikhundla esinjalo. Saziwa yilabo abavumela ukuthi ama-records angikhona abe khona. Yikho libona ukuthi u-speaker wayesithi yena owakho umsebenzi uyamukela ingwadibala kuphela. Kodwa sonke siyazi ukuthi u-speaker lilunga lebandla leZANU PF. Yiko-ke lapho esiphoxana nabo khona thina ukuthi siyalicela thina ukuthi kowethu umuzi ngasila sikhundla esinje kodwa lina lithi umuntu olesikhundla esinje uvela kweleni bani. So it's only in Zimbabwe where mediocre, where craziness is allowed to take place at the expense of taxpayers' money. And we can't and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga ye sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni Khalipani Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Chabangu who is the self-proclaimed secretary general for TRPC. Baba Phugeni siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfana.
Yeah, uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hachi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo seprimary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza uform 6 uthi hachi isikhundla esithiwa ngesika baba uChabangu asikho laphana kubandla. Njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi-18 elibaxotshisileyo laphana ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana usichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it? Where are we going?
Manje mtshakazi ngizoba le nkinga uyakhumbula last time ngilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngiqinyiwe ngihlale kuma meetings angithini kodwa ngathinga with the street word ukuthi hayi nalokhe bethu ngizithi mina hayi ungabongi ukupresenta kulawo ma-platforms. Manje uma ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi, so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimele nethile ukuthi mabebemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ngingabi yi-part of it, akafuni ukuthi ngimele. So kuzoba nzima-ke ukuthi ngimele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo, ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana uThabang ozithi ungu-SG, and yena uthi hhayi wahambe enkantolo besithi akuyena u-SG, inkantolo yasuke yachitha. So kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethotha isangoti kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyutrala.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa laphana baba Phugeni. Sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha bathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC. Kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uThabang?
Angikwazi phela Msakazi, ngiyafisa ukuyiphenda yonke le mbuzo kodwa kumele ulungise phela, ngoba angithi njengoba usenza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu bakuThabang. Bese ngathi mina sengisenza okwami, kanti vele into engiyenzayo yona eyami. Angithi ngithunyiwe, ma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba kuzohamba kunje kunje, kungayenza kanje, hhayi wena wenze kanje kanje kanje. So kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo malithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza ethu, ngoba mina uzothi ma ngifikethi ukuthi mabe ngitheni kuye bengithe mabe ngithothoza ngaleyo ndlela, hhayi ungaphi ungangikhulumeli, angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini.
Hhayi, siyabonga baba Phugeni. Coming back to you Moses, you heard the pastor speaking about the recalls. Your reaction to his comments?
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament, but I live in Canada with a rule with all around it. So, but then I go to me now. So, I'm not sure if I'm going to ask you, but you look at my name, you get a call out of a monkey or a super team. And I'm going to be a government to get approved with a super team. So, I'm not sure if I comment on it, meaning to me like in ngiyathi ukukhuluma kwami njengoMoses Langa, hayi khona njengomnikazi wabasha ehlobo kumasawu. Mina ngikhuluma njengoMoses Langa, ngibona bazenzile bazezane ukuthi hlanga kume ngathi nami ngathi kunzima for me to comment ukuthi is it right or wrong with the report to take place in parliament. Ngikubona kwabo bantu ngivuyela ekuthini yena uthi yena i-government is prioritizing ama-biologies. No, government is prioritizing bigger projects around civilization in Zimbabwe. Ngiyamelisa yenze izizwayo eziyeZimbabwe. No, that is for sure. Siyawubona nje fore ngafuna ukukhuluma ngakho. Another few things ezinto zemakhaya ziyazizama uhulumende, zama through RTC, zama through DGF, ukubona ezakhulu i-trader khona imoda azakhona ukuhamba. Yebo, yabe kusila yiyenze, but government is committed to make this country a better place for everyone. And also the vision 2030 kamengameli bekhokhelayo.
Ye, ngiyabonga laphana Moses. Ye, ngiyabonga. Sorry gentlemen, we are out of time, and thank you all for joining us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.